because, well, everybody we've met here has been fantastic to us.
Okay, and then too, I used to do interviewing, so I can understand your problem. I used to have to do it all day long.
Okay, have you heard of Sun Porch?
Not in my neighborhood. You would not come across that terminology, I don't think.
And how about the informal room in your house for TV watching and relaxation?
Okay, like in my house, I call it a playroom. And in a lot of places, I would imagine they refer to it as a den. Mm-hmm. The guy next door calls it a den. I call mine a playroom.
Okay. And what would you call a room with a toilet and sink?
Bathroom.
Without the bath or shower?
Half. I think it's half bath. Without.
Okay.
Without one or the other, I'm not sure.
Yeah. And what kind of stoves, furnaces, and other heating equipment have you had in your house or your house that you lived in when you were?
We had I believe it was a gas stove with about 5 burners on top and an oven. Mm-hmm. And what other kind of stove? We'll see. At one time we had a coal stove, you know. And then for general heat, other than in the kitchen, we had fireplaces. Let's see, I don't know if you can tell it on here or not. Well, yeah. It was a fireplace here and here. It was something like, well, this whole area right here with fireplaces for these 3 rooms here. And then I can't remember if that one had one over there or not. Might not. But these two, this area here was pretty well covered, mm-hmm. You know. It seemed like it was one here, which was for that one. Yeah, it was one here. You know, my mom used to hang all that junk over the mantle and all that kind of stuff. You know, all those trinkets and things.
Okay, And what about your house now?
Kind of stoves and so forth. It has a electric stove that's on top of a counter. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then the oven is in the wall, and they're not connected. Top, bottom, they're connected side by side. So what it means is you could take either one of them out, and it would not affect the other one. The gas unit itself is about 30 by maybe 15 by 6. I know because I looked at one. It's only about that thick. You know, the burners and everything doesn't go way down. This unit's about that thick. You know.
Okay, and what about cool air being circulated through your house?
Central air conditioning.
Okay, and how's the heat circulated?
The heat is radiant heat that comes through the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you call a house having 3 or more rooms arranged in a line that you might be able to look, if the doors were open, you could look straight through?
Is it called a shotgun? Somebody refer? Yeah.
Okay. And what about a house that has 2 separate rooms or parts, and they're connected by a roof which covers the open area in between the 2 parts? Can you picture
that? Yeah, but I got the wrong picture. Okay, it's 2 rooms on either side of a area that's open, right?
Something like that, maybe. 2 rooms there and then a roof.
You might find something like that in Bell Mead, but not in my neighborhood.
Okay. If you're in a dog trot house?
To be perfectly honest, no.
Okay.
I have an idea what it is, but I have no idea.
What would you call a house with a very long entry hall that is set at a 90-degree angle to a large single room?